الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. إن شاء الله we continue now verse 41 from سورة الكهف. So he told him أو يصبح ماؤها غورا, or that the water thereof of the gardens becomes deep, sunken underground, so that you will never be able to seek it. You can't find water then and no more. So either by Sa'id and Zalaqa becomes slippery earth or goes deep, sunken, and you can't reach. And both cases is a destruction, because flooding will destroy the crops and the sunken of the water underneath, whereby they can, if he can't get it to irrigate, then that will also render the crop corrupt. So what happened after this dua or this expectation? Verse 42. وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا. So his fruits were encircled with ruin, and he remained clapping his hands with sorrow over what he had spent upon it, while it was all destroyed on its trellises. He could only say, would I had ascribed no partners to my Lord. Regret now is of no avail. However, the person, me and you and others who heard the story, they are the ones to benefit from it. As to the one where it befallen him, it was of no avail. Verse 43, وَلَمْ تَكُنْ لَهُ فِئَةٌ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ مُنْتَصِرًا. Remember when he spoke about his lineage, he was proud of that, and he had no group of men to help him against Allah, nor could he defend or save himself. Remember he said earlier, أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَوَلَدًا. I have more wealth and better lineage than you. So his group of people did not prevent the punishment of Allah from befalling him, and he himself could not defend himself. And it's because he disbelieved and argued with the believer in this way, trying to humiliate him, and therefore he was punished by this kind of punishment. There, on the day of resurrection, which he denied, what will occur? هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا. There the wilaya, the protection, the power, authority, the kingdom will be Allah alone, the true God. It will be for Allah alone, the true God. He, Allah, is the best for reward and the best for the final end. لا إله إلا الله. None has the right to be worshipped but Allah. So he's saying هنالك الولاية. There are two recitations here. The first recitation is Al-Wilaya Bil-Kasr under the Waw, and Al-Walaya with the Fath on the Waw. Al-Walaya, it would mean Al-Nusra, help. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Al-Anfal 8:72, مَا لَكُم مِّن ولايتهم من شيء. And as to those who believe but did not immigrate, you owe no duty of protection to them. This is no duty of protection or help. Now with the other one, with the kasr, wilaya, it means al-mulk wa-sulta, it means al-mulk, authority and kingdom. So on the day of resurrection, لا نصرة ولا ملك. There will be no help nor authority, except لله الحق, except to Allah, the truth. So if there will be no help and no authority except to Allah, then those besides Allah, لا يفيد صاحبه شيئا. will be of no avail to the people whom they seek. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He, Allah, is the best for reward. Why He is the best for reward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because other than Allah, if He gives reward, He will give reward in return for the work done. And if He exceeds, He may exceed by something little. As to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He rewards from tenfold to 700-fold to multiplicity of folds. And also He is the best of final end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, best for final end, the most mighty and most majestic. It is because that the one who will end up having the victory of Allah and His help and His protection, then there is no doubt that this is better for him from everything else. The outcomes which take place on the hands of men will come to an end, but that with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it stays. Now this example which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave in this story, is it really real, meaning took place, or is it taqdiri, meaning assumptuous, as if it took place? Some of the scholars are with the opinion that it is assumptive. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nahl, verse 76, like the example He gave in Surah An-Nahl, verse 76, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا رَجُلَيْنِ أَحَدُهُمَا أَبْكَمُ لَا يَقْدِرُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ كَلٌّ عَلَى مَوْلَاهُ أَيْنَمَا يُوَجِّهُ لَا يَأْتِ بِخَيْرٍ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي هُوَ وَمَنْ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَهُوَ عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put forward another example of two men. One of them dumb, who has no power over anything, disbeliever, and he is a burden to his master. Whichever way he directs him, he brings no good. Is such a man equal to one, meaning to the believer in Tawheed, who commands justice and is himself on a straight path? Or like the other example which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Az-Zumar 39:29, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا رَجُلًا فِيهِ شُرَكَاءُ مُتَشَاكِسُونَ وَرَجُلًا سَلَمًا لِرَجُلٍ هَلْ يَسْتَوِيَانِ مَثَلًا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And the like. And Allah puts forth a similitude. A slave man belonging to many partners, like those who worship others along with Allah. Look at this. Disputing with one another, and a slave man belonging entirely to one master, like those who worship Allah alone. Are those two equal in comparison? All the praises and thanks be to Allah, but most of them, they know not. And the like of this. And in this respect, it would be assumptive. However, the context of the verses which we recited, and that was explained tonight, that you heard the context of these verses and the story of these two men and the dialogue and the conversation that came through back and forth, it tells alaykum salam that it is a real manifested story. So these were two men. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon one of them, and the other was not like him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives another example, and then we're going to stop here inshallah, as this would be enough inshallah for tonight from the explanation of Surah Al-Kahf. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.